and this is the Women's International News Gathering Service. Today on Wings, part two of Carolyn Gage's drama.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun!
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good evening, you are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the monthly edition of the show, so it's the first Wednesday of July. Unbelievable. But it's also, I guess, the first official And Sometimes Why episode of the summer. So, thus, the annual playing of Pavement Summer Babe. You know, it's just, I think I do it every year. So why break tradition? So that was off of Slanted and Enchanted, recorded in 1991, released on Matador Records in 1992. What a catchy hit. I'm not quite sure if they make it like that these days. the hits. But anyway, it is 6:35. I'm here till 8 o'clock. If you want to give me a call, say hello, make a request, please feel free. The number is 604-822-2487. That's UBC-CITR. I'm going to get right down to playing more music. This is brand new, No Twist, and it's by request, sort of, from last month, for my dear friend Jenny.
Until we find a better one. She came from the north, I traveled a day. Said she had something of value to say, and that's why she came my way. Her words came a charm and gave me a cut. She told me to touch it whenever I lost my way, to keep me sane. My sunshine lady came through my door, just like Dion sings in a song. She looks like someone he had known. He had known. He had known.
To me, you are done.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is And Sometimes Why. And you just heard a really great set. Wouldn't you agree? That was No Kids at the end there from their album Come Into My House, which came out earlier in the year. And the song You Look Good to Me, it's on Tom Lab Records, and it's funded, partially at least, by the Canada Council for the Arts. No Kids have been busy. According to their MySpace page, it looks like they've been touring all over, recently returning from a European tour with Mount Erie. Hopefully they'll play here. Maybe I've just missed many local shows because I'm out of the loop and have had my head in a bucket of paint, basically, for the past few months. But let's hope that they play soon here. Before No Kids was good friend, actually more than that, Veda Hilly, who's actually married to one of the No Kids. And off of her latest album, This Riot Life, and the fantastic song called The Trees. And before that, not to say too much in a literal way, but was the band Taken by Trees, a Swedish band led by the former lead singer of the Concretes. And this debut album, Open Field, and the song Sunshine Lady was actually fairly summery today. And starting off the set was No Twist from their brand new album, The Devil, You and Me. And the first track off of that called Good Lies. It's on Domino Recording Company out of Brooklyn, New York. And I hope to play another song off of this album before the show is up, just because. Okay, well, there's lots of new stuff to me since I haven't been here for a month, so I'm just going to get right on to it. Coming up right now is Wedding Present, followed by Free Kitten.
No, I don't know why. Well, I was feeling hurt, and so I annoyed you, making up reasons to avoid you. But now that all just seems so immature. Thank you.
long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Place in the center, right in the blue.
You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And you just heard the Swirlies, a band that doesn't exist anymore. So sad. That was the song Two Girls Kissing from their album. They spent their wild, youthful days in the glittering world of the salons. It's a bit hard to read. It's not just that I don't know how to read. Anyway, it's on Tang. It was on Tang Records, which I also think doesn't exist anymore. And that came out in 1995. And I could be wrong, but I think this is one of their older, not so good records. Which seems weird to say, given it came out so long ago. But anyway, before the Swirlies was Microphones from The Glow Part 2, which was originally released in August of 2001. And this is a newly released version, which was remastered, perhaps remixed, last year. And here you have a two CD set. You heard the song The Moon. And I believe that Phil Everam from the Microphones, his current name is Mount Airy, who I mentioned earlier as having toured with No Kids. Before the Microphones was Free Kitten from a new album, Inherit. And if it's been a while since there's been a Free Kitten record, I think. Them being a fairly amazing supergroup of sorts. Julie Kaffritz from Pussy Galore, Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, and Yoshimi Peewee of the Boredoms. And you heard the song Seasick. And starting off the set was Wedding Presents, another band that's been around for a long, long time. And this, their new studio album called El Rey. And you heard the song I Lost the Monkey. And that's on Manifesto Records. So it's almost 7:15. I will be here for until 8 o'clock. So don't go anywhere, but please do feel free to give me a call if you'd like to make a request. The number is 604-822-2487. Here is something new from a lady named Quitzo.
This happens.
is gonna fight. And I can't tell in his eyes if he's gonna cry or if he's gonna fight. Them who spend their summers reading erotics and watching their kids and cat grow fat. So a little kid and babies come and their father's forgotten, cause he only served a short time. Oh, he could have been a king with a mighty, mighty castle, but he's not even halfway. And the language he speaks does not suit them all, so the words start tasting sour. And I can't tell in his eyes if he's gonna cry or if he's gonna fight. And I can't tell in his eyes if he's gonna cry or if he's gonna fight.
Gramophone record to cheer me up.
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Crystallized, it is beautiful.
dust will steal away your breath. Step out of that life. It's nowhere near your time. And don't forget that you called it all bullshit. It still is.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the July edition of And Sometimes Why. Had to think about that for a second because it's still just unbelievable to me. Anyway, you just heard Tilly and the Wall from their album Bottoms of Barrels, which I think is their most recent, but I'm sure they have a new one coming out if it hasn't come out already. This came out a couple years ago on Team Love Records. And the song Freest Man, Tilly and the Wall. I'm playing Tilly and the Wall because they are playing in Vancouver this week on Friday, July 4th at Richards on Richards. So I'm sure, I can't recall, but if I didn't already plug it last month, I'm definitely telling you now you should go because I've never seen them before. So I'm going to go. But I've heard really great things, and I've seen little clips of their live shows, and it's a bit of a novelty. They have tap dancing as part of their percussion, but it's not just tap dancing, is it? It's really great singing and harmonies, and it's sort of irresistible to me. Anyway, before Tilly and the Wall, who are playing on Friday, July 4th, on Richards and Richards, in case I didn't mention that already, was Wild Birds and Peace Drums. What do you think about that name? And this is off their album called Heart Core on Leaf Records. And you heard the song I Can't Tell in His Eyes. That's pretty nice. Pretty okay. Before that, Hank Pine and Lily Fawn, Canadian duo group with their album North America. And the song Animals Unite Against Man. And I had to choose that song because the song you heard before that was called Cats Are People Too. And I just couldn't resist. That was, the starting off the set was Quitso, from Art College is the name of the album on Young Love Records. And it's one woman, Erica Quitso, and doing a number of different musical styles on this record, but it sounds pretty fun. Cats are people too. Yes, they definitely are. Anyway, I'm sure I don't need to remind you that Folk Oasis is coming up next at 8 o'clock. I will remind you again, just so you know not to turn your dial. Coming up next are a few... Oh, and you know what I was going to say. So Tilly and the Wall is playing on Friday, but thanks to Luke, I now know about the Sub Pop 20 Festival. I'm just totally, I think, you know, you don't tune in to hear the latest and greatest and all the news and the gossip and all that. But anyway, thanks to CITR's music director, I can tell you about the Sub Pop 20 Festival, which is happening next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday. Well, maybe it starts Friday, July 11th. And, in celebration of 20 years, they've got a lot of great bands from their past and their present. But interestingly, I find it quite interesting and neat that Eric Stripp is playing, Seaweed is playing, Low, The Vaselines, and, well, there's a long list, so you should probably go to subpop.com if you are at all interested and might be able to go, the big shows are in Redmond, Washington. There is a comedy show at the Moore Theater in Seattle. But and all the shows, I think they're benefits for various causes, but I didn't have time to check it out. So there you go. As I was saying, coming up next, Joel R.L. Phelps, followed by a real Vancouver oldie. Not that the people are old, but the band is an oldie and a goodie, so you'll see. You'll just have to wait and see.
We'll be right back. Let's call this the life
You were listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was Why Oak, W-Y-E, Oak, from an album called If Children, I think. I don't really get it, but the song was catchy. You heard the song Warning, and it's on Merge Records. Very nice album artwork. And speaking of Merge Records, sort of, Luke Meat also tells me that Merge is planning a big anniversary special concert. So that's something else to look forward to if you find yourself in the States. Before that was Blaise Pascal, the olden, the golden oldie I was referring to. Not really so old, but, you know, it came out in 1994, I believe. Blaise Pascal, one of the great local bands I enjoyed in the 90s. And that was a song, Victory Chords, off of their EP called Forward. And Blaise Pascal was featured Nick Bragg, who is currently in Destroyer. So there's a little tie-in to local times. And starting off the set was Joel R.L. Phelps, who may not be a Canadian citizen, but he is living here, so we can call him our own if we felt like it. That's off of Joel R.L. Phelps and the Downer Trio, Customs, and the song was The Lie for the Day on Money Shot Records. So it's 10 minutes until 8, and that means I have time to play one more song for you. If it's a Sigur Rós song, that is. So I'm going to try and do that and leave you for the summer, because I will not be here in August. I will be away, and hopefully there will be someone filling my slot. So I won't be back until September, unless I manage to trade with Anita and come back in July. So in case we don't hear from each other for a while, I hope you have a lovely summer. And coming up next, as I mentioned, is Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. I'm sure she'll be telling you all about the Folk Fest that's coming up in a few weeks. And I shall leave you with Sigur Rós and, coincidentally, the song Festival. Except that's not the right song. Hang on a second. Here we go. Good night, everybody.
You sit on. It makes noise, it has some merit.